Welcome to the Tri-Town Advice Givers Podcast, a podcast dedicated to bringing the Tri-Town and surrounding area residents the best advice from our brightest minds. My name is Mark Borst, your host, and today we are in the Tri-Town Advice Givers studio in St. John, Indiana, with Christian Jorgensen, a candidate for Lake County Council's 7th District. Good morning, Christian. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing, Mark? Good to see you again.
Good. To start off, I always ask my guests, just give me a brief 30-second intro into who Christian is.
Well, and Mark should know this, Mark and I, actually I have to preface all this, right? Because Mark and I met in undergrad, and we were in the same fraternity together. So shout out to the Delta Sigs.
Delta Sigs.
Right, who just had their Founders Day, last month?
Something like that.
Yeah. Anyway, my name is Christian Jorgensen. I'm currently the president of the St. John Town Council, which is where I live. I live in Hanover Township, and I'm a lawyer by trade. I practice here in Indiana. I also practice in Illinois, and I have been for about 20 years. I represent primarily businesses and financial institutions, which is one of the things that makes me more keenly experienced and qualified for the position I'm currently seeking.
All right, so let's just jump right in. Bid for election in Lake County. Why don't you just talk about what the position is, what the position actually does within the county, and where the 7th district lies.
Sure. Okay. Definitely important. And a lot of people don't really understand how county government works. There's two groups. There's the Lake County Council, and then there's the Board of Commissioners. The Lake County Council is comprised of 7 people, and it's the financial engine of the county. They set the county tax rate. They pay all the salaries. They pay and provide legislatively everything with regard to county infrastructure and county finances, everything. Where on the other hand, and they're the check on the Board of Commissioners. The Board of Commissioners act more or less like the executive. They run projects. They create the projects. They bid out the projects. They work with unincorporated Lake County, and then they bring their proposals to the Lake County Council for funding. It's that type of relationship. So what I'm looking for on the Lake County Council in the 7th district is the position of overseeing what's paid, what's not paid, what the budgets are, and what the salaries are. And then also, most importantly, what the debt is. Lake County Council can incur debt. That means float bonds. Therein lies the problem. As the debt rate goes up, so do taxes, so do all of our expenses. And that's a problem. We're obtaining quite a bit of tax money from South County folks, and it's being shared up north. And there's not a lot of reciprocity, or not enough reciprocity, for South County infrastructure. South County needs roads. It needs bridges. That's our primary impact. It's not the same as the needs are in Northern County. And there just hasn't been a cooperation amongst the commissioners and the rest of the Lake County Council and my opponent. So that's what I'm looking to change. And getting back, and then bring that back to the second question you'd ask, who votes for this position, for the position I'm running for in the 7th district? It's massive. I would say, if I remember correctly, Lake County is approximately 660 square miles. It's a large county. Well, I have half of that. I have something like 320 square miles. Now, granted, still, plenty of it is rural, but we're talking about a massive territory. So Hanover Township, part of St. John, Crown Point, Cedar Lake, Lowell, Winfield, the townships involved there, Eagle Creek Township, all the way down to Shelby. So I have the state line in the west, I have Porter County on the east, and then I have the Kankakee River. Okay. So if you take a look at it in a map, everybody below 101st, with the exception of a lot of St. John, everybody below about 101st, if you're in Crown Point or below and you just draw a line east, you're in my voting district.
So the other 6, they're all north of 101st?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Now, the interesting thing about that is population-wise, when the districts were drawn, they were pretty darn close as far as population. Okay. Again, remembering that a lot of the 7th district is rural. Right. So there's a lot of big expansive areas. I got Lake Dale. And if you take a look at the area in between, if you go down 9 Mile from Crown Point into Lowell, you see, and then head south to Shelby, you'll see there's an incredibly expansive area that's still rural. So is the population of the 7th district creeping up higher than the others? Absolutely. You look at a wonderful town like Winfield and Cedar Lake, they're growing exponentially. And they're doing really, really great things. I mean, talk about some really positive communities. Of course, St. John is. Most of St. John, though, is not in my district. Okay. I'm in Hanover, so you got to look at whether or not you're in Hanover, and there's some weird carve-outs there. Say the Gates of St. John, that's my district. Other than that, there's very little there. So I represent Hanover and everything else south there. So it is big. And I think if you hear this podcast, you'll know who you are necessarily, unless you're right on the border, but you know who you are.
Okay. So currently you're at St. John Town Council, recently been named president.
Correct.
So what was the impetus to go to the county level from the town level?
I can just make a bigger impact. So the programs I've implemented in St. John, the ideas that I brought to St. John, my philosophy for this kind of governance, it's the same just on a smaller level in St. John than it would be on the Lake County Council. So I just have a lot more constituents. I can do a lot more good. And really, I got sick and tired of seeing my tax money, of which we give plenty, go up north. And I don't see the improvements in our roads and our bridges and our infrastructure in South County like I should have been. Now, I've been here long enough, so I can see, am I better off after 4 years, 5 years, 6 years of my opponent? No. And nobody I talk to says, no, we're much better off. We've got all kinds of things going on in South County. Well, no, that's not true. I haven't heard that from anyone. So it's time for a change. And that's what really, one of the things that really brought me there. And we can talk a little bit more about why it is that I chose this. That's the biggest reason. I can make the biggest impact with my skill set in the Lake County Council. And, you know, just to digress a little bit, I don't get into the idea of a primary very easily. It took a lot of soul searching for myself and a ton of encouragement by fellow Republicans who asked me to do this, who were not happy with the incumbent. So who's Eldon Strong, as you know, probably anybody listening to this knows. There was a lot of issues, a lot of bad votes that my opponent had. There was a bad affiliation with Jamal Washington, who had admitted to beating his wife. And, you know, my opponent went ahead and voted him as vice president of the council after he pled guilty over our own Republican chairman, Dan Durnell. And that was just the death knell. And then there's been a series of bad decisions and bad votes that my opponent has made. And I think the party itself is fed up. And as more people in South County realize what's going on and why, you know, their situation hasn't improved, I think it was the timing was ripe for a change and for some serious progress for South County.
Okay. So of the seven people that are currently in, what is the political slant on that, Republicans versus Democrats?
There's only two Republicans.
Okay.
Only two Republicans. So it'd be my opponent and there would be Dan Durnell, which is the chairman, like I mentioned, of the Lake County Republican Party.
Okay.
So that's it. But that means this is Lake County politics, right?
Right.
It's heavily Democratic.
Right.
And it's not going to change given the demographic up north. So you have to be able to at least get along and work with those Democrats. And, you know, the way to do it isn't to sell out your integrity for the possibility of future votes, something so vague as that. The idea is to sit down and work out where the priorities lie. It's a matter of priorities. North County does not need the same things as South County. And the money is there already without having to borrow. We can compromise. I've already started talking to the commissioners about this and how things can get done and how there can be these compromises. Everybody can win. Everybody can improve their district in different ways. That just hasn't been done.
So the commissioners and the council, they pretty much work together. They're just two sides of the same puzzle?
Right. Executive and financial legislative.
Okay.
So they both need each other. There has to be cooperation.
So if the commissioners do something and pass it, then you guys have to fund it or that can stall it if you guys don't fund it?
Correct. There's veto power on both sides.
Okay.
They have veto power and we have veto power.
Okay.
So, right. I mean, there's definitely political maneuvering that goes back and forth. There's definitely differences of opinion. A great example is what my opponent was touting is this hiring freeze and was telling everybody, and likely this is a campaign issue, but telling everybody this is going to save us. This saves us like $500,000 a year, this hiring freeze by waiting to hire new employees after one quits or is terminated or something like that. Well, there were so many problems. I mean, I knew when I saw the ordinance, because I actually read it. One of the benefits of being an attorney is that you have a background and experience in reading documents like ordinances, which are simply legal documents, right? So right away, you could tell that there were issues with this ordinance that my opponent was touting. And, you know, first and foremost, it didn't at all look like it could possibly save the county $500,000 when people are going to eventually be hired anyway. It's just like you're just staving off the inevitable, right? And I don't know what kind of cooling off period this is and why it would be an actual savings unless you took it from 1 year into the next year.
Political fuzzy math.
It's a very political fuzzy math, right? I mean, and then to boot, the way it was written is that it would take effect, this freeze would take effect immediately, not after all these employees had received their benefits, you know, whether it be severance or other benefits they're receiving from the county. I mean, it was just completely written wrong. And then, and this is great, and I send this out in a mailer as well, but so people knew, the Times asked him, so Jerry Tippy, one of the commissioners, brought this to everybody's attention on the council and said, you know, this is a real problem. It looks like we're only saving about $97,000, if that, and it's temporary, not to mention we're losing money because of the way it's worded and why the freeze doesn't take effect until after all benefits are paid. Like, now Jerry is a fantastic commissioner and he's not an attorney. He's a project manager, but he's not an attorney. And he knew it. I mean, he scoped it out right away. And I had talked to him immediately about it. So the Times, of course, picked it up and reported it. And they asked my opponent, Eldon, what do you say about this? I mean, this is a big difference, a $400,000 difference, not to mention where we could be losing money the way it's written. And he said, and I quoted him in my mailer. He says, I didn't see the confusion, but I'm not a lawyer. And that's my point, people of South County, right? Well, you know what? I am. And clearly that's what the position requires, because you can't be excused because you're not a lawyer from implementing something that could be absolutely detrimental to the county.
Right.
You know, I am. You know, it's time to hire somebody who's qualified to catch these kinds of things. And it's just kind of inexcusable.
Yeah.
I certainly won't be making any $400,000 mistakes based upon the reading of an ordinance when I'm elected. So that's just an example.
So what's the breakout of the commissioners as far as political swing?
Well, like I said, there's three. Jerry Tippy, he handles South County, all of the area that I would cover, plus more, much more. He's Republican. He just beat out Jerry Shube and my opponent in the primary 2 years ago. The other two, Mr. Repay and Mr. Allen, are both Democrats. Repay hails from the Hammond area, and Kyle Allen hails from Gary. They both have, you know, populist districts. I know Commissioner Allen quite well, like I know Tippy. Not as much as I know Tippy, but I know Mr. Allen very well, and he's a good commissioner. Very reasonable guy, and everything I hear about Repay is the same.
So, and I guess where that I'm going with this, so the between the 10 of you, even though there's a political slant one way, that stuff still can be done and move forward in an equitable fashion?
Well, it has to be. I mean, that's part of politics. That is the political part of all this. If it's good for the county, then it's good. It makes no difference if you're a Democrat or Republican at that point, right? It's either good or it's not. And there are compromises that must be made between North and South for us to progress in the same way. We have different needs than the North, but that's okay. That offers us an opportunity to share and trade resources that we need because we don't need the same things.
Sure.
Necessarily. And that's one of the things when I was just endorsed greatly by the Times, Northwest Indiana Times newspaper. And one of the things that they liked was my ability, both now in St. John and ability in the future and with folks that I know, to cross the aisle and work that kind of cooperation, because that's what they need. You can't say, oh my gosh, it's a Democrat. I cannot possibly work with them. I won't listen to them, which is, I think, what my opponent does. Or say, I'm going to make you a vice president if you vote my way later. And I don't know what you're going to vote for, but I hope you vote for it later.
Yeah.
That's just not good. But you have to be able to work together. I mean, you have to be able to compromise, and you have to have a little progressive thinking as to what the other side needs as well as yourself, so you can present those kind of ideas.
And I think that on the national stage is what really affects that train of thought for the average person, because they see it's right. So polarized,
right,
that everybody thinks that that's how all politics are versus just the national.
Exactly. That's it. It taints everything, yeah. Right? And so little of that comes into play in local politics or county politics. It just, we're not implementing policy. We're really not. We're representing our own constituents. Sure, it could be a D, it could be an R, but it's all the same county,
right?
Just different needs.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So the Times editorial board's recommendation, what do you think that does for your candidacy?
Oh, I think it's huge. It's our major newspaper here in the county. It has the biggest readership of anything else, and they really do their homework. I mean, they follow Lake County politics. They do national as well, but I mean, their focus is really on county and local politics, and they do a very good job doing that. It's a rigorous kind of examination process. They look into quite a bit, and I'm flattered and very appreciative that I receive that. It resonates with a lot of people. You know, I call, for about 3 to 4 hours a night folks in my district as I'm campaigning. And, you know, once I was able to start saying that, I mean, it really perks people up saying, hey, you know, I've had somebody independent, you know, look at this candidate as compared to the other candidate and make a determination based upon voting record, based upon what they've stated in the past, based upon what their goals are. And they've come up with this fella. And I think, I mean, it's so difficult, right? To choose a candidate. You don't know them. You get mailers, you see signs, that doesn't really tell you anything, right? Yeah. How does the average voter understand or know? Well, it's like buying a Wine Spectator and looking at their ratings or something like that. You're relying on other experts, people who have done the research to give you a recommendation. And the Times is the most reliable source to do that. So it was huge for my campaign.
The primary election, May 8th, Lake County. I don't know what the normal turnout is, but I'm assuming it's a smaller turnout than, I mean, no turnout's ever good for elections, but I'm sure the primaries are much less than.
Well, without a doubt, it's actually dismal. However, I'll give you an example. And that is in 16, during the Trump election, 12,000 people came out. I'm giving you rough numbers, but 12,000 people came out in that primary. In 2014, a midterm election, right? No nationals, 3,700.
Wow.
I mean, right? I mean, it's staggering every time that I tell someone that. I mean, they just can't believe it. But you had so many crossovers from both parties, right? Going for Trump. I mean, he made such a huge showing. I mean, you had people pulling Republican tickets that always have pulled Democrat tickets in the primary. That's not going to happen this time.
Right.
It's not. It's a midterm again. I mean, what can we hope for? You know, right. It was hard Republicans. Plus, we got something else working against us. And, you know, I'm endorsed by the Northwest Indiana Building and Trade Union, which is a conglomeration of many unions in the building and trades, which is fantastic. It's great. The switch over, the change from unions being solely Democratic to realizing that Republicans are actually generating jobs is fantastic for our party and a fantastic realization, right? Because you go where the jobs are. Who's creating the jobs for you? You just blindly say Democrats. Well, you're wrong. I mean, they're wrong. They just weren't doing that, right? Obama wasn't doing that from the trickle down. But you can look at Governor Holcomb. He is. He's being supported by the unions. And you look at myself as well, and several other Republicans, there's a big switch. It doesn't mean that we're Democrats or they're becoming Republicans. To say something like that is inane. What it is, hey, these people are creating jobs, right? These people are doing good things for mm-hmm. what we're interested in the buildings and trades. Right. So that happens to be a Republican. We think he's going to do the best job. Isn't that always what we've wanted, is people voting for the best candidate? Always.
And that goes back to what you said about the partnership in the county level of, it doesn't matter if it's Democrat or Republican, it's about what's best for the Lake County.
Right.
And the unions are looking at it the same way. What's best for the unions, for the union members to have jobs and jobs into the future, not just jobs today.
Right. Right. And that's it. And really fundamentally, that's a great way to look at it all from both sides of the perspective. So I'm honored to be supported by those folks. And I want people in Lake County to work. I want everybody to have jobs. That's not solely a Democrat function or a Republican function, but that's what I want to have happen.
Sure.
And they think I'm going to do it. So I appreciate that.
So Lake County traditionally has been so Democratic, and there's talk of change in other aspects of the election coming up. Do you think that you're a part of that movement of change of politics as usual?
Yeah, I really do. I think there is a change coming, and there is a movement coming. I think people are more fed up with long career politicians who seem to be out of touch with their constituency. And let me give you a great example of that one, too. I have to bring up my opponent. But so earlier, I think it was last year, not this year. So it was earlier last year in 2017. Governor Holcomb, a Republican, of course, signed an executive order providing maternity and paternity leave 4 weeks for all state employees. Now, what's the reason for that? You know, some people are like, oh, my gosh, right? I mean, it's so progressive. That's radical. No, actually, corporate America has been doing that for decades now, because when you can't pay salary, right? So if it's not in your budget as a municipality, as a state, to pay high wages, and we all know government work is not high wages, right? County's even worse. Yeah. Well, how do you attract new young people with out of school, fresh ideas, invigorated to come and work for a lower paying job? Well, one of the ways to do that is offer some benefits, to respect life the way it is now. And there's no such thing as just a soccer mom anymore. I mean, there's a soccer mom, a soccer dad. like the sharing of responsibilities between males and females, as far as children go, has been occurring for a long time. I mean, I know your family structure, you know, my family structure. I certainly shared, you know, just as much in the shuffling back and forth, in the participation. Everybody's in a different sport. Everybody's in something else. But you know what? Recognizing the importance of attracting intelligent folks who are invigorated and want to work. And usually those folks are around the age that they're having families. I mean, it's a smart move. It was lauded by everyone, Democrats and Republicans, when Holcomb did it, as being a really smart move to attract folks. I mean, we're late. We're actually late to the table in doing this. So Lake County wanted to do the same thing. And everybody was for it. Only 2 weeks, mind you. My opponent was the sole no vote twice when it came up. And the sole no vote because he doesn't believe that men should have any of those benefits. That having time to connect with a child and adjust because is not worthwhile on a male standpoint. And we both know, like almost every family I know, both parents work.
Right.
So what is that difference? Realizing that we're in a new family structure like that, that's why he's out of touch. Yeah. Out of touch. Twice he voted no. The other Republican, Dan Arnell, of course, voted yes both times. I mean, it just makes sense.
And it makes sense for everything of what Holcomb said and you just reiterated, but also from productivity, you make that person work for those 2 weeks, that male counterpart in a family that just had a kid for those 2 weeks, they're not going to be productive.
No.
They're going to slow down their production and probably affect other people's production. So you're losing twice as much.
Right. It's exactly it.
Yeah.
And sheer economics of it, right?
Yeah.
The socioeconomics of the workplace, right?
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, it just makes obvious sense, I think, to almost everyone, mm-hmm. just not my opponent.
So is there anything that we didn't talk about that you want to bring up and talk about?
Nothing other than, I guess, the hit home, the last thing that we do is one, I want to mention when early voting is already going on. So the primary is May 8th. But we have early voting spots. And if you haven't voted early, it is the way to go. It is super simple, very quick, and you can do it any time that you want. You avoid any kind of rush on May 8th, which is a Tuesday, right? So it's all a work day. It's really fantastic. I'm going to list out the dates really quickly. And then, of course, the importance of actually getting out to vote. We earn the right to complain and criticize our politicians and our roads and our services and our trash pickup and everything else that we all do, that we earn the right to criticize that when we vote. Because if you don't vote, you really don't have that right to criticize. You can do it, but you never made a choice. You never looked into somebody and said, you know what? I think that's the guy that's going to do it. I think that's the guy who cares. So I want to end with that. One, get out and vote. Earn your right to criticize all of us. I'll certainly listen to you. And then I do want to say where the early voting sites are. So South County, we have the St. John Assessor's Office on 41. We have Winfield Town Hall, and we have Lowell Town Hall. So that services a lot of the South. And then, of course, we always have the Government Center, the Lake County Board of Elections and Registration. Everybody knows where that is on Main and 93rd. You go right up the steps. I mean, you're in and out in 5 minutes. And they're open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. In fact, even Saturdays, from April 28th to May 5th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then, of course, also that final Monday.
So you can early vote up till Monday?
Up till that Monday.
Okay.
Right. I mean, you can early vote the entire, so whatever fits in. You run into the store, you run into Subway, like over here by St. John, you run in and vote. Like, there's no line. Mm-hmm. There's no line. There's no excuse not to do it because it's just simply that easy.
We got to get that 3,700 number up.
Yeah. I mean, if it's 3,700, I'll probably weep. It's got to be higher than that. I really am. I mean, I started campaigning in March for sure, probably, well before that, probably at the end of December into January when I was asked to take on this role. That is the single most important thing that I can tout is getting out and voting. Use early voting and be done with it. Done.
So if someone wants to get in touch with you, learn more about your candidacy, where do they find out? Where can they go?
Facebook is the best place. Christian J. Jorgensen for Lake County Council, 7th District. I pop right up. Good stuff on there all the time. Of course, all those articles are there. I had a great interview with Mike Mellon on WJOB on Monday. That's on there. We talk a lot about the same stuff. The article from the Times endorsing me goes into a lot of specifics with regard to my initiatives and my opponents and why I was chosen over him. I encourage everybody to read that, but I'm right there on Facebook. You can also ask questions and I respond to everybody.
Awesome. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Mark. I really appreciate it and have a great week.
You too.